Yeah. So just the very relevant, we already opened up discussing this already within the Rabbi Leib, but it's really very much nogeya to Hilchos Brachos, the sugyas of Bar Priyates and Bar Priyadama. So how do you define when you make a Bar Priyates and when you make a Bar Priyadama? So the Gemara says... Let's read the whole Gemara. Mantana Dikar Elon, that we did already. Val Pirsa Aretz. Pshita Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak Le Nitzcha El Rabbi Yehuda. Da Amr Chita Min Elon Hu. Tisanya Elon Shachol Mimenu Adam Arishon. Machlekes Tanon. Rabbi Yisrael, a few places in Shas. What was the Eitz Hadas? What was the Chet about? What is not even an option on the list, Rabbi Yisrael? Apples. That's just Narishkeit. That's movies. Right? Ilan Shachol, Menu Adam Arishon, Rabbi Sai, In Yonid Vyoima, Haman Mina Eitz, Minayin, Haman Mina Torah, Minayin, Hamina Eitz. The entire Yisoid of Purim, Chevra, is connected to this Yisoid. Ilan Shachol, Menu Adam Arishon, Rameir Omer of Geffen Hoya, Shein Lachadavr, Shemevi Yidei Yilolo, Ala Adam Eliyayin. After the chait of Eitz Hadas, so the whole idea of Das was all about eating Dagon. Kamash Malon, Heichem Avarchim Bor Priya Eitz. Even though it looks like a tree, it smells like a tree, it acts like a tree. So, the Gemara, there's a specific qualification for a Bor Priya Eitz. Heichem Dechishachlis Leila Peir Isa Legavza Vahadar Mapich. Aval Heichem Dechishachlis Leila Peir Lesa Legavza Vahadar Mapich. Lamavarchin Olea Bor Priya Eitz Ela Bor Priya Dom. So the Gemara says the yisoid of making a Bar Priya Eitz is only on something that has endurance, that lasts, that the tree is something that stays around, and the fruit is one that reproduces and regenerates every single season. Yeah.
Is there a difference between what the Gemara says and what Tosfos says?
What do you mean?
The end of Tosfos, they say.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to define what the Gemara, the Rishonim are going to define what the Gemara says. Let's see. So comes along.
You mean there's never like an off
season? So comes along. What do you mean, meaning that there's never an off season?
I don't think grow in different seasons.
Yeah, but the point is that you don't need it. You don't need the plant, the whole tree to regrow. But
a banana tree only produces one set of fruit and then it stops producing. So,
really?
Like,
yeah.
The tree stays.
Bananas, our sugya today is bananas, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. Let's go. Let's go, Googles. Give me all the information on all of these items. Time we got some halacha lamaisa. Okay? What is the Mishnah Berurah's lashon? Is Mozish? What's he talking about? Mazish? What's his lashon? Mozish? Mozish is a banana. Okay? What else do we have? Raspberries are on what?
Bush.
On a bush. How tall is the bush?
Tall.
Yeah?
Blueberries are
pretty tall. What? Yeah, I thought raspberries are short. Strawberries. What are they? Chevra, well, no one. Chevra, I'm asking you to go on the internet, please.
Bananas only produce one set of fruit at a time.
What do you mean? Give me all the information. I also only make. So a banana farmer knocks down his tree. You know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael right now, I helped out a vineyard. I tried to help out. I did not like it. Not at all. Not my speed. But I also like, it was all, also I got lucky because I thought, because everyone just assumed achilas arai without trumas amaisis, you could eat it, you could snack from the fruit, but it's not clear if you put it in bags, you know, and it's being done for sale, that you could just eat achilas arai. Yeah, Jacob, continue.
I'm looking up raspberries now, I'm trying to see.
Strawberries are very short. Yeah. Blueberries are never tall. I picked them before.
Okay. Blackberries?
I don't know if you have the expertise.
Strawberries are low to the ground. How tall? Give me a height.
Strawberries are like this.
Definitely not 12.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Raspberries, what?
Raspberries seem to grow a little higher than strawberries.
And they're both bushes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Blackberries also like they're tall though.
And anything else other than bananas has a regrowth that you have to regrow the tree? Apples?
Pineapples.
Really?
Pineapples, though, they grow three times.
The post game said it was
oh, that's why it's Ha'adama. That's why pineapples are Ha'adama.
Pineapples are an Ha'adama?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. You guys like, oh, where's the Rav Leib? Give me, Rebbe, feed me lumdis. I'm like, what bracha do you make on a pineapple, Chevra?
That can't be.
You got to have these sugis also. Yes. Pineapples are Ha'adama. What's cantaloupe?
It's
but cantaloupe's not on a tree?
No.
Right.
It's too heavy.
Right. Tomatoes.
Pineapples are really what's it called?
Pineapples, they grow.
Jay, Chevra, let him talk.
Pineapple stalks produce 1 to 2 fruit, and they're also very low to the ground. Like, I don't know if they're cheap enough, but they seem to be very low to the ground.
It's like very low.
Wait, Jacob, wait. Do pineapples regrow?
Yeah,
do pineapples?
1 to 2 only, it says.
Oh, so pineapples is not the same cheshbon as banana.
Close to the ground, though.
That's the cheshbon.
It's not the same. No, pineapples are grown in the ground. You pull them out of the ground.
No, they're out of the ground.
No, they're out of the ground, but they're very low.
He's right.
Like, it's
right.
Kind of, it looks like...
That's hilarious. No, but Chevra, what you're handling is a very important Mishnah Brura. It's not straight out of our sugya, but the Mishnah Brura in our Simmon says that even if you have a tree, but the tree is a low bush, so then, and he gives a shear. Reish Gimel Gimel, right? No, where am I? Reish Gimel Beis.
If it regenerates by Torah.
Hold on. We're going to get to all this. Alatusim Agdelim Besne. Right? Alatusim Agdelim Besne. What is a tusim? Strawberries. That grow on... No, I'm sorry. Tusim are berries. Tutsadeh is a strawberry. So if they grow on a sneh, bor pri adama, right? Okay. So says the Mishnah Brura over here. Uperish shegdolim alilanos ktanos. Mishabura sivkat and gimel. Af shegoven pachos mishloishet tvachim. Kamo yagdish shchoirim. Uchmaniot, that's blackberries, right? Uchmaniot is blueberries. Blueberries. Das amagun avar mokam akram lavar chalem bor priates. Acha oilim nogim lavar bor pri adama. Efshe the time de lo chashiv kokach pri. Wait, so why does the Magen Avraham say to make a bor pri ha'etz on that if they're so short? Yeah.
Blueberries are taller
than 3 tefachim, we're saying. Berries? Av shegovan pachos mishlosh tefachim.
I can't read.
He says uchmaniot.
These are not blueberries.
There's a difference here.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Kosef shurag mar smaysh shiz daf ke beilu agdim be ilanos ktanim shgovem pachs bishol shel tvach mishay mitzuyim be bindirotzem. Aber yagde shchaim shim dinos acheros Achein matzi bezmanenu, our blueberries. Hagdelim alilanos gvoim. Harbi yosim ishlosh etfachim lechuli amatzarach lebarach bar priyates. Okay. Okay, so Rabbi, so let's get back to our sugya. So what is our sugya? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says gavza. What's gavza? Ha'anav shela eitz means you have a tree and you have the growth, the leaves from the tree or the branches from the tree that comes off. But what remains?
The roots.
The ikar tree. No. Lefi Rashi, it's mashma. Chever Rabbi Yisai. Like the Rama said, if you have something that mashemotzi olav misharshov lo mikre eitz. Kevan dekala eitz of legamri b'chayref v'hadr parach misharshov mevarach lan bar pri adama. Let's say you have an entity that the entire above ground entity is totally regrown from the roots. Lefi Rashi, it would come out that what? That you should make a bar pri adam on that. That's regrowth. That's not isle gavza of the definition of the Gemara. Right? Masha'en Kain, the Tur quotes B'Shem the Rush and other Rishonim that as long as what? You have any existing entity from prior, even if it includes Sharashim, that would also warrant a Bar Priya Eitz because it's not an absolute real regrowth. Okay, what's an example of this? Anyone know an example of this? Chevra?
What's the case?
You have growth from certain growing plants that the shorashim remain and the new sprouting of the new season comes from the roots and doesn't come from the tree. The tree is totally gone. Anything above ground.
Tomato plants.
No, tomato I think is replanting. Yeah. Anyone know an example of this, Chevra?
Bananas,
the shorashim don't exist either.
You cut down the bottom of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that would be the example. Oh, so according to the Rush, and according to the Rishonim that the Torah quote on bananas, you would make a ha'etz. And that's the chayr of the Shita of Taisus also. Isa legaz of a hader asa meachan nira detusim uprizish ubuntish ukiyotzebem tarach levarach aleim bar pia eitz shariderech haetz leiskayim yamim rabim v'chishak el apri b'shanazu hader asa pri b'oso haetz atzmo. Sounds like from Taisus what? That you need the actual tree. That sounds like the beginning of Taisus from like Rashi, not like the Rush. That you would need the actual tree, the above ground growth, to be mekuyim in order to make to stay around in order to make a bria b'riyates. Then Taisus quotes miuar of Menachem Hevi Rayim Yerushalmi Deseches Kilayim the Mevarach Al Kol Minei Hatad any bushes bria pri adama to come or hasam ha'agin va'atadim min ha'ilanein ve'enin kilayim bekerem uparach va'atanya ilim in dishoyim akundis va'atad mushani tamon lebracha v'hacha lekilayim. So bracha, you make a bar pri adama. Amalinyan bracha, mine deshoyin inu. Umil de reakol prizes, tarach levarach bar pri aetz. De eno gadol ala todim, ve aetzo miskayim mishana lashana. So Taisa sounds like what? That the key over here is that the aetz should be above ground, meshana lashana. So everybody say this does come up in terms of Hilchos brachas and in terms of the definition in terms of what brachas you should make. I don't have all the strawberries. What's the story with strawberries, Chevra?
I think they regrow on their own
They're on a small bush, first of all, and you don't have to replant them. So that the Adama would be over there because of the height.
Is that what Atad means? Like,
no. I think an Atad is a bush.
But that's where we get the height from?
Where does the Mishnah Berurah get it from?
Is that what it's from?
Where does this concept of height come?
Yeah, so it's not in the Rishonim over here.
It doesn't come from that Yerushalmi?
Here, Uperis Shigdelos Alionos Ktanos. Af Shigovan Pachos Mishloshit Fachim. Yeah, he doesn't quote a mucker, but I do think that that's where the post can get it from.
From where?
The bushes. That it's calling it Mine Deshan from Taisus.
No matter what the characteristics are, if it's less than Zutzaf and it's always Hadama.
According to the Mishburu, yeah. Here. So the synopsis, Rabosai. I'll read this to you from Eish.com. I was taught that the blessing before eating a fruit is Bor Pri Eitz, yet the blessing before bananas is what we say on vegetables, Bor Pri Adama. When I asked around, no one seemed clear on the reason. One offered the far-fetched suggestion that because they grow facing down, what is behind this distinction? Yes. Bananas are a well-known exception to the rule that on a fruit one recites Bor Pri Eitz. They seem to get an honorable mention in all the blessing guides given out in schools. They're also high in potassium and vitamin C. So what is the reason? The issue stems, yes, pun intended, the definition of a tree in Jewish law. There's a range of opinions on this in the earlier commentaries. The consensus, however, is that a tree is defined as a plant which remains from year to year and produces a yearly crop. That's our Gemara. Any plant which dies in the winter and must be replanted each year is not a tree. Note, the above definition does not depend on the height of the tree or the woodiness of its stem. The Gemara never says that. However, low bushes less than approximately 11 inches tall, such as cranberry bush, are not considered trees. This is from the Laws of Brachos by Rabbi Forrest, page 281, paragraph 2. See Mishnah Berurah 203.3. You didn't see that? That's the Mishnah Berurah we just read. Based on this, the Shulchan Aruch rules the blessing bracha on muzish, Arabic for banana, is a Bor Pri Adama. Since the banana plant produces one crop only, it is considered a plant for the purposes of Jewish law. The same will be true of other plants whose branches die from year to year, such as the strawberry bush. Okay? By contrast, most of the berries we eat, which grow on low bushes, such as, this is why it's great, he does all the research for you, such as blueberries, merit a Bor Pri Eitz. Although, as above, low bushes are not considered full-fledged trees, virtually all such cultivated plants today are grown on large bushes and are thus considered trees, like we read from the Rav Moshe. Raspberries are subject of a debate and an exception because of their branches bear fruit only two times. So therefore, the question is, do you say that that's not tree-like because it does has a limit how much? There's a discussion. Yeah, Rabbi said this doesn't only have relevance in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Where else does this have relevance for? Arlo says serious Daraisa implications. The Our Gemara of whether or not you're going to define something as a tree is going to have serious biblical implications, legabe Isuri Achila and Isuri Anah, and even legabe Chutzlaritz or Bosai, because Arlo only applies to trees, to fruits from a tree, a Bor Pri Eitz. It does not apply to Bor Pri Adama. So let's say you have something that's very hard to classify. I saw Rabbi Yashiv on our daf has a discussion. What about chatzilim, eggplants? So eggplants, it regrows each year. So on the one hand, it sounds like it's tree-like. But the problem with an eggplant, I never knew this until I saw this in Rabbi Yashiv. That's the problem when you're learning your science from Svarim. But the eggplant apparently deteriorates. It's very rapid growth very quickly. And then each year it gets worse. You knew that?
Yeah.
That it gets...
starts good in the first year, second year it gets worse.
Exactly. And then how long does it last?
3 years.
3 years. So the Birkei Yosef says it's lo yitachin, even though it has certain characteristics, that it could be like a tree, depending on our Gemara, that there is regrowth from something even above ground, not just the Shiloh of the Rush versus Rashi and Tosfos about roots, but rather it has a tree that has something. But over here, it's not tree-like because every time it's regrowing, first of all, it was very rapid, not like a tree, and it's deteriorating each year, so that's probably not what the Gemara was referring to, which has serious implications that the Birkei Yosef is saying that Arlu would not apply, and we would not treat that to be a Bora Priya Eitz, and we make a Bora Priya Adam on that, Rabbi say. That's fascinating, right? Yeah.
Does the height of the tree affect where the tree is from? Like if it's like a low bush, and we say that you for sure, according to
I would assume that the svara of the height is saying that it's really not like it's just an extension of the ground, that it's really that it's really just a protrusion from the hadam. Yeah.
About something that's more to the ground, about how on some level it was still connected to the ground.
Yeah, no, so that's what I'm saying. That's really connected to the ground. Yeah, that's, I think, the svar of the Mishnah Berurah.
Is the height of the tree dependent on it?
It's also very nogeya to Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef. Sorry, Ben. Sorry. Where's the nogeya to Hilchos Shabbos?
No. Cutting up small, it only applies to Adama, no?
Well, absolutely not. A grape? What are you talking about? Tochen, dash, what? Tochen applies to everything.
Not only Adama.
Dishas by Gedulei Karka is Machlekes Tanaim. What is the nafkamina in terms of Hilchos Shabbos of this question about bushes low to the ground? Not such a well known halacha.
Oh, you pick up a plant.
My meaning on it?
What do you mean? You're not allowed to be mishtamish with an ilan on Shabbos. Okay? You're not allowed to even be on a hammock that's wrapped on a tree on Shabbos. Unless it's wrapped in a halachically correct way. Okay? In the camp that I am in the summer, we had to go through all the hammocks to make sure that it was a din of tzidei tzadim, which would be mutter, that's not directly on the tree. Okay? You're not allowed to be mishtamish in an ilan. Okay? The halacha is that, I remember this happened to Akiva when he was younger. Akiva climbed the tree, and I said, by the way, the Gemara in Irvin says you can't come down, so you're stuck there the rest of Shabbos. That's the knas. You stay there, you can't come down. You're mishtamash and kneeling. You have to get a knas. So it didn't work. But the Paiskim say that if you, let's say a bull, or let's say something like your talus flies up to a tree. So Alpidin, really, you can't really get it. Your hat flies into the tree. So you can't be mishnamish, and you can't shake it down in order to get it. But Paiskim say, I think Rav Ozner writes like this, but if it's in a little small bush, it's just little bushes, so then Mamela, that's going to be just a protrusion of the ground. That's going to be like the carcass of the Mamela. For me to get the ball, that wouldn't be considered, being mishtamish in an ilan. Why is it also to be mishtamish in an ilan? What? Yeah, kotzer. Yeah, right. It's all part of the gzeira of kotzer. Yeah. Ben.
Is the height of the bush totally on the actual height that the total bush reaches, or where on the bush the fruits grow?
That's a good question. I would assume the total bush. Yeah, I would assume the total bush. But the fact that Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, I would say that it's the total bush. So it's very limited. You're not going to have many bushes like this. Yeah. All right, Rabbi Sai, that's it. Yeah.
I was actually saying unofficial eitz. Tosfos is just mentioning the eitz. There's no chilek there. Are we saying they're the same?
No. Rashi's saying the gavza, isle gavza means only the branch of the tree, but the tree is still there. right?
But you say gavza means that it's that's what's coming back. Is that not what that means?
He's saying the branches have to stay there, but the other shittas, like the Rush, say even the branches, even if the branches don't stay, it's just the roots, and if that comes back the next year,
right?
It's good.
Right. You're saying according to Rash, you're saying according to Tosfos what? That Tosfos holds.
He's saying it eats itself.
You're saying an afkamina like this. You want to know if I would cut the branches according to Tosfos, but the trunk is still there. Yeah, I don't know if that's in Mitzvah true by any fruit. But I would think that Rashi, I would think that Rashi would agree. I think that all the Rishonim, what I'm understanding is that they're coming lafuke what the Rama says about just the Shorashim. But if you have the actual etzim of the tree, no matter what your situation is, then it's going to be a bor priya itzda. Bosei Sally asked a very interesting question. What happens if you have, and Nussin apparently, did you guys look up this Mitzvah? So let's say you have a situation where in certain climates, it allows for the tree to remain. Again, I'm not a botanist, so I don't even know if this exists, but I'm taking their word for it.
I looked it up. It does exist.
It does?
I was looking up eggplants, and this actually came up, so
yeah. Yeah?
Certain, no, I mean, there are certain fruits that if it's in a warmer environment, it'll survive the winter. And
so now will you, according to that, will you have a Borei Priya Eitz in certain areas of the world as opposed to other areas of the world?
Can't be.
Why not?
We had that
follow the
place.
What's Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Follow the place.
No. Right.
Yeah,
right. Chayra. Chayra, that should come out. What fruits is this?
Or
what areas?
An eggplant that just says in warmer environments, eggplants and some other fruits are able to survive. Or some other whatever are able to survive.
Wild. So if anyone could figure out and do a little research on that, that would be fascinating.
About oranges.
What?
Are oranges grown anywhere? Like,
but oranges are Borei Priya Eitz everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a situation. Let's say a banana. A banana somewhere else that it could survive and therefore it can have a regrowth. Right, right. That's why I don't think of the Metzias. Meaning, Jacob, I don't think it necessarily is going to be an implication. You're just saying, can the tree survive in other climates? We want to. Yeah, but we want to find a tree that has the capacity also to regrow crops.
I mean, if you plant an orange tree in Alaska, the orange tree will die.
It's just not commonly grown in those places because they know it can't survive. But if someone were to plant it in New York, let's say
it would freeze in the winter.
Yeah, and it wouldn't continue through the year. But somewhere in
but an orange tree everywhere is lasts.
Because that's where they're because they're grown.
They're growing
there,
it.
They know
in
that
the
last year.
You're only going to grow it on
winter
places
where
the lasts.
If you were to plant an orange tree in New York, it wouldn't necessarily.
Or you're saying it would die. You're saying it would die. You're saying so. Then make an orange tree hadama
in New York.
If they're growing.
Right. So that's
there's no way that can be
right. 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 So you would just make it based on the natural climate of that.
Right. Hydroponics.
Well, so hydroponics we spoke about, Chevra.
But we're responsible.
Hydroponics we spoke about in Gittin, about growing from the Zmachlik, Rav Avadya Yosef and Rav Osner. If it's a Borei Priya Adama, or it's a Shahakol, because it's growing from the Mayim. And it's not connected to the ground. So the Sfina Gosheshes, right? So Rav Avadya thought that you should make a shachol nibidvaro.
Rav Osner,
what?
I think over there it says peppers that haven't survived the proper conditions, but in other conditions they won't.
It's about where are they mostly grown?
I don't know.
But Rav Osner said that you make the bracha on the min. So if the min is normally grown in a normal way that it can grow from the ground, so you can make a Borei Priya Adama even if it's grown in an abnormal way in the hydroponics.
Seaweed,
because that's a fungus. It's like a mushroom.
No.
We had this again.
What? Is it because it's a fungus? What is seaweed?
No, it grows on the ground.
Right, it's a fungus. It's like a mushroom.
No.
Right.
Seaweed's
a plant?
Seaweed grows on the ground.
So it grows from the ground?
Yeah. Yeah. Look into it, it's a shackle.
We did this last time.
I don't remember this.
It's an algae.
Yeah, it's an algae.
But it grows from the bottom.
No. No, that's what they're saying. That's what algae is. Just like a mushroom is shahakol.
Yeah, mushroom grows on the ground.
Yeah, mushroom also. People make that mistake.
Wow.
Yeah. Chevra, these are important sugyas about what the definition of a tree and a major machlokes rishonim about what the gavza is defined to be, which has implications on the bracha you make. Of simple yisoid, but has tremendous ramifications. Yeah.
If you were to ask height or shana l'shana, which one would it be? That takes precedence. Shana l'shana, I would feel like.
What do you mean? As meaning they're working against each other?
Let's say it's not shana l'shana, but it's good height, or the flip, and it's bad height, but it's shana l'shana.
Oh, banana is height.
Meaning, but.
Banana is very tall. It's just not Mishan Lashon. So that's your answer.
So then
both cancel it out.
Yeah.
So they cancel each other.
You need both.
Yeah.
Rabbi Isai, I want to just share one idea. Anyone have a kovitz here? You want to do a brachas B? I'd love that.
Not
1 o'clock.
Brochusby?
What, Brochusby?
They always got it when I have sweet bread. I think it's a bread.
Trevor, just wait for the pitmaster.
Sweet bread.
Rabbi Isai, there's one Gemara that we skipped. I know some of you saw it, but I just wanted to say and share the following idea, because it's a big chizuk for each and every one of us. The Gemara says right before the Mishnah, Amrav Zera Vitemrav Chanina Bar Papa Bo Re Shaloike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works differently than man. Midas Basar Adam Kli Reikon Machzik Malei Eina Machzik. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Malei Machzik Reikon Eina Machzik. Shne Emar Vayomer Im Shamoa Tishma Im Shamoa Tishma Vim Lav Loi Tishma. The Gemara says something incredible over here. There's a whole business of storage space. People invest money to clear out areas and to try to make them have a space to be able to retain and to now store whatever they own. That's the way the regular world works. Vacancies introduce opportunities, and if you want to retain something, if you want to have something, you have to store some space in order to set it up to be stored. Yiddishkeit does not work like that. Yiddishkeit does not work like that, Rabbi Isai. In Shana Aleph, in Shana Bet, but also in your years in Yeshiva, and now in your years of as you're growing on and building your own mishpacha. The more you amass, the more you accomplish, the more you retain, the more you experience, the more you can be attracted to, the more you could attain, the more you could accomplish. There is never a situation that there's no room, and it's pumfakert. If you're vacant, if you're lacking, if you haven't experienced, if you're not building on what was, like this year, what we just talking about, last year, hydroponics, all of these sugyas, that's the way a person becomes a talmid chacham, not through intellect, not through IQ, through amassing knowledge, through amassing experience, through having old situations. What is a zokin? Ze shekana chokhma. A person who has experience in life. Why do we stand up? Din d'oraisa, Rabbi said. You used to stand up if a zaken is in your dalet amos. I don't know why anyone. Anyway, everyone's so mukfit to stand up for the chosen and kala. Show me where in Shulchan Aruch it says that. But for a zaken, it's a din d'oraisa. Nobody stands up. 70-year-old, why are you standing up then? And why? Because zeshekan achachma. Because they have the experiences of life. Because they have what they can amass more knowledge because of what they've been through. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. Torah is different than any other secular education, any other experience in life. The fuller the cup is, the more you could attain. It's the opposite of anything that any person would tell you from a logical standpoint. Clear it out. Make room for new opportunity. No, the way I make room in Yiddishkeit is I experience more. Is I don't start over. Is I don't stop and start. Is I don't say, oh, Elul, I'm going to get back into things. Oh, now I have a vacation. Oh, now I'm going to go back. I killed it the first Bechina. I embarrassed myself. Now I'm going to become serious. No, your first Bechina is now going to affect what's going to be on the second Bechina. This year is going to affect what's going to be next year. And it's going to be that for the next 5 years. And it's a growth process. Rabbi said, listen to this Me'iri. Unbelievable Me'iri on this Gemara. La'olam yehei adam zahir lechanech es bno belimud b'yaldusa. Shalimudo shebizman ha'yaldus hi omedes l'dairis. K'maymer achocham sha'omer lomud achochma b'mei anu'urim k'patuach ala evin. That's what the Gemara says. Girsa the Yankusa, Rav Asher Weiss always says. I can't remember my own chuvas in Minchas Asher, but I can remember the Chsam Sofer and I can remember the Ktsois. Because it's Girsa the Yankusa. The Minchas Asher, he says, didn't exist when he was a young boy. Chazal say, who does HaKadosh Baruch give Chachma to? One who's a Chachma. One who's a chachim. The answer is because in Yiddishkeit things build. Ubekan amru, and this is what Chazal are telling us in the Gemara in Brachos. Bo urei shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Shemidas basar v'dam kli reikon machzik molei ena machzik. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu molei machzik reikon ena machzik. Shenemar v'hoyim shamoa kolomer im shama tishma v'im ein shama al tishma. How you educate your children, what area you put them in from the get-go, how much they have the ability to fly high, is a fulfillment of this Gemara, V'hoyim Shema Tishma, Rabbi Yisai. You could decide at a young age what they're going to ask later on, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The fuller the cup is, the greater the experience is, the greater it's going to become later. There's no refresh. There's no wipeout. There's no, oh, I need to clear space. It's pumfakert in Avodas Hashem. Kli mali is machzik. A full cup is one that retains more. And the greater you take seriously every single episode, every single experience, every single day, every single sugya, the greater the future sugyas, right now could decide. It's an unbelievable concept. What I'm going to be in 5 years from now, and what I'm going to be in 20 years from now. What sefer I'm taking off the shelf in 25 years from now. What I'm going to be involved with then. Because this right now is filling the cup greater to allow more to come in later. And we don't hold that it's now taking up space of other information. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was able to amass so much because he had so much. And there was never a need to clear space. When it comes to the Torah HaKadosh. Rabbi Isai, we don't deal with regular rules and regulations of the Teva when it comes to the Torah HaKadosh. And that's what the Gemara in Brachos is telling you. V'hoya im shamaya tishma. The more you learn, the more you experience, the more you shtag, the more you grow, the greater you'll become. And the more you can have an impact on your life for future years. Shkayach Rabbi Isai, starting the next sugya of Elu HaBrachos HaNe'emarim B'chol Lashon.